T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Adoption agency. Adoption.
Ooh. I know agency. You're not pranking people.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? He's gone. If you're
gonna
far. Prank,
hey, kids, I'm just trying to tell you, I'll come at you. I'll come at you about your kids. I'll do it. Okay. When I'm pranking, I'm just telling you, I'll do what I got to do. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Clarence.
Yeah, this is he.
Clarence, how you doing, man? This is Robert. Robert. We were trying to get a schedule with you guys. Maybe we can swing through and pick up little Clarence, I guess, around 6, if you guys are available around 6.
Okay, what do you mean, picking up little Clarence?
Well, we got the call that we can come and actually pick up Clarence and take him with us. Have you guys packed his things up yet?
Whoa, wait a minute. Got the call from who that you can come pick him up? I don't know nothing about this.
Well, my name is Robert, and my wife and I got the call that we could. Do you not know about us adopting little Clarence?
Oh, what the adopting who?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Are you guys at Drive?
Yeah, that's my address. But what you talking about? You gonna come take my son from me?
Okay, but your son is 2 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 2. What they got to do with you coming to pick up my son? And what is this agency's number?
The agency told us that what's adoption agency. They've got all our information. We've filled out all the paperwork, and you guys aren't aware that we're supposed to come there today to pick him up.
Hell no. What adoption agency said this was? How'd they get my information?
I'm not sure. We've got pictures of Clarence and you know, my wife has actually gone out and bought balloons and everything, and we were going to come through. They told us anytime today, so we felt maybe like around 6 p.m. we'd come get it.
Well, now you ain't coming here to pick up no Clarence. I'm tell you that right now.
Okay, wait a minute now. This can't be happening. Okay, wait a minute.
What's happening?
You're Clarence Senior, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you don't know anything about us to come over there to pick the baby up?
Hell no, I don't know nothing about this. See, what's the name of this place again?
Adoption agents.
Who gave you my information and how'd they get my information to come pick up my son?
I don't know that, sir. All I know is we've bought a car seat. We're you know, my wife has bought balloons.
Man, I don't care. Y'all bought a car seat, balloons, high chair, whatever. You ain't coming to get my son.
Okay, sir. What I'm not going to do is tell my wife that we're not coming to get Clarence Jr. today.
Oh, yeah, y'all, you're going to have to tell her that because you ain't coming here to pick up my son.
Sir, from with the paperwork that I have, Clarence is actually my son now.
Man, you and your paperwork. You ain't coming here to pick up my son.
Sir, Clarence Jr. is mine, and I'm actually going to change his name to Robert. So,
like hell you are. Come on over here if you want to. Come on over here. I'm waiting for you. I'm standing in the driveway right now.
Okay, well, wait a minute. The adoption agency tells us that you guys are not doing well financially. Are you working?
No, I ain't working. What the f*** I got to do with anything? I ain't going to get rid of my son just because I ain't working.
Okay, but in other words, you're not able to provide for him, from what I understand.
Man, my son ain't missed no meal. He got clothes on his back. He got a roof over his head. Man, I'm not. You ain't coming here to pick up my son. I don't care what I got to do, man. I go out, cut grasses. I make money on the side, washing cars and everything.
Okay,
but come here and get my son.
But don't you think he deserves a better home? I don't know what the screw up is. I don't know, but I'm trying to at least rationalize with you,
man,
so you can understand why me
man,
and my
I'm
wife
rationalize with you. You ain't coming to get my son. He in a good home right now. I love my son. You ain't taking him nowhere. I'm telling you, I'm right here in the driveway. Come on over here.
Sir, I don't want to go back and forth, but I am. Me and my wife are coming to get Clarence today.
Okay, come on. Come on. I'm waiting for you. I already told you about 2-3 times. Come on. I'll be waiting right here. I guarantee you.
Sir, I don't want any altercations when I get there. I just want Clarence to get in the car, and me and my wife are going to take him to his new home.
When you get here, it's going to be one hell of an altercation, so you might want to come to law or whoever's going to come with you. Bring the adoption agent, too, so I can whoop that too.
You know what, man? If you was to be able to provide for your family, wouldn't nobody be trying to adopt your child? The problem is that you can't take care of your family. Now, me and my wife coming over there, and we coming to get Clarence Jr.
You ain't coming down here to get my child. Man, you get down here, I'm going to you and your wife up. How about that?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait, what you going to do? What to my wife?
Well, I don't hear women, but I'm going to tell you right now, you and your wife going to come down here. I'm going to hurt both of you. Anybody come down here try to take my child up out of my house, they going to get up.
I'm coming to get it. I got to do what I got to do.
I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't coming down here to get my son. You, your wife, I'm telling you, nobody's going to come here and take my son.
I'm not going to disappoint my wife.
You got my number. I don't know how you got my address. I don't care what agency you got going through or whatever going on. But I'm telling you right now, you come down here, I'm all y'all up.
I'm not going to disappoint my wife. Now, she think we coming to get this.
I don't give a who disappoint whoever you want disappoint. I don't give about that right now, but you ain't about to take my son up out there.
I'm gonna come and get him out there. I done told my wife I was coming to get him.
Man, I'm telling, man, you better tell your wife. You come in this driveway, I'm gonna be sitting right here waiting for you, and I'm gonna every last one of y'all up. Every last one of y'all. I don't care who you bring. You can bring Obama, I'm gonna you.
You ain't finna do nothing. You ain't finna do. You ain't finna
try to take my son out of the house. I'm gonna tell you right now, everybody getting.
All I'm going to do is let you know this. I'm coming to get Clarence Jr.
You ain't got nothing to tell me or let me know. I'm letting you know right now. You better come here with the coroner and everybody, because I'm about to you up. You going to leave here with a come on here and take my son.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You get his clothes together so he can come and live a better life. He's not living a good life there. You get his clothes.
Man, I told you about 6, 7, 8 times. Bring your mother down here and I'm you and everybody, whoever you bring down here, up, you try to take my.
You know who else I'm bringing with me? Because I'm bringing somebody else with
me. You better bring an army.
Say what?
It better be an army to come down here and get my son about this house.
I'm bringing nephew Tommy with me.
You bring who?
I'm bringing nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show with me.
Oh, man. You serious?
Clarence, this is Tommy, man. This is nephew Tommy.
Man, woo! Ooh, man, I'm about to up everybody out here. Man, come down here taking my shit.
Your brother named Benjamin got me to get you, dog.
Oh, man, see, that's how family gets up. See, next time I see him, it's on. Man, that was a good one there.
Oh,
that
man. All right, pause. Tell me one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Boy,
I like it. They love their kids, baby. Black men love their kids. What?
You went too far, Neff.
Hey, man, my son ain't missed no meals. He got clothes on the bed, got a roof over his head. I do whatever I got to do. I go wash cars, man. I'm cutting grass. Yeah. But I tell you what, F all that. Come down here if you want to.
I'm in the driveway.
I'm sitting in the driveway right now.
We try to make sure everything you need is covered when you get down here. Bring the corn.
I'm going to F up you and your wife.
You're going to
do what?
Well, I don't hit no women. But I'm going
to. But if you was to go get him, Tommy, he'd do it because you do have a job and he don't. So you might be
right.
Pack up the boy's stuff. I'm on, and I'm changing the name to Robert too. I'm changing the name. He will no longer be Clarence.
I like that. Yeah.
Tommy, you don't ever feel like when you're doing them that you're going too far. You never feel
that. Shirley, what is the lesson today? The lesson today is black men love their kids. That's the lesson today.
Get your behind whooped. That's what I got out of that.
Nah, you missing it all.
I got another lesson out of it.
Black men love their kids. That's the point. Okay.
There you go. You start to feel you can't do these no more. Once you start feeling.
That's what
you're right. You're right, Jay. No feelings, baby. Just go do it.
Yeah. Oh, just do it. Yeah.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.